You're listening to KRCU. I'm Jason Brown. Phil Helfrich has always had a knack for sharing offbeat stories. As a community outreach specialist for the Missouri Department of Conservation, he educated people on Missouri wildlife through many outlets, including a radio segment he produced for this station called A Face of Conservation. Now retired, Helfrich has acted on another passion of his, songwriting. He's recorded an album of Stranger Than Fiction locales, double entendres, and Steely Dan references. It's called With Water, and it's released under the name Phil DeFlume. And as Helfrich told me in an interview, he came up with that moniker because he felt like his own name didn't quite work.
And it just, I don't know, it sounded so ethnic and it didn't roll off the tongue. So what we tried to do was come up with a nom de plume, and that would have something to do with the album. And that became, oddly enough, in a twisted moment, Nom de Flume, because one of the songs was going to be about a flume, and that was a metaphor for the album, that a flume carries water, and that the water would be a metaphor for getting going in life.
The way to move your water around is to lift it up and over the ground.
We might mention the album is called With Water. That's the title track. That's the opening track. You mentioned the flume in that track, right?
I do.
And what's on the cover? You got a fellow riding the flume, right?
In California in the 1880s, when they cut down the timber, they would build these massive flumes high up in the country, and they would, around Yosemite in particular, and they would shoot the logs down these flumes. So the guys who worked cutting the logs, when it came the weekend, they were pretty isolated. So what they did, some wise guy, some genius, came up with the idea of building a wooden sled, tossing it in the flume, and they would shoot into town for 20 miles at high speed. And a lot of them, you know, would just fly off these flumes because it was hard to control your speed.
Valleys past snowy crust, a living body ain't supposed to be at rest.
A lot of these songs, they play like short documentaries. I imagine you would be a very fine history teacher. And I wanted to ask you, what is it that's inspiring about, let's say, Newspaper Rock in Utah, Paradox, Colorado? Where do you find inspiration to turn these things into songs?
Something will strike you as, boy, that's odd, that's different. That might make a story, or someone's telling you a story, and it just triggers a thought. And then I think the key into making it a good song, which I'm just learning about, is to connect that story to something else, to connect two pieces together, like you do in a metaphor, that don't normally go together, that the flume is about maybe getting going in your own life, or Newspaper Rock has allusions to the, you know, to the messages from the Anasazi, 1,000 years old. How do you get beyond that? How do you connect that to something in, you know, 2013?
On a wall in nature's hall, a message on a rock, petroglyphs on Utah cliffs, sun the only clock. Ancient tribes, dreamy scribes, reporting from the past.
Do you feel these songs are personal? I think there's a real inclusive quality to these things because you're talking about independently verifiable things, right? You can learn about Newspaper Rock by hearing it in the song and then, like I did, you know, go read about it on Wikipedia or whatever. Do you still think there's a personal element, or do you think it's an inclusive thing like that?
It's a little of both, depending on the song. A buddy of ours who I partied with for 20 years recently died, and we did a song at the end of the album called Other People's Eyes, and that was a real personal song for me, because it was just gut-wrenching to lose someone in close to you, and I wanted to do something for him. So that became more of a personal song. Some of the other songs are just kind of goofy, and some of them are, I don't know if you want to call them lesson songs, but they're point-of-view songs, and they're personal, but not in the same way maybe that Other People's Eyes is.
Partied like madmen for 20 years, brothers in arms, battle lines on tiny mirrors, weekend warriors, late night riot, dramatic inside, you were all
talk about Paradox, Colorado.
The song came from a guy who wrote a book, and it's about this quiet, sleepy, beautiful valley and just the terrible things that happened there. You know, you would think this would be in the last place where there'd be gun violence and people couldn't get along, and yet it was just the opposite. And I wanted to use that kind of as a cautionary tale to some of the, you know, stuff that we see going on in cities and the gun violence that we have here.
Stealing hundreds of heads, sowing darkness and dread. They measured us by how much we bled. Thought that we would run.
How many references to Steely Dan are there on this album?
I think there's 17 in this one song that we did as a tribute to Dan. We tried to bury titles and lyrical references in All Day Dan about a guy who is obsessed by Steely Dan. I don't know who that would be. We tried to bury those in there, and then it just got out of hand. So I don't know. I'll have to go back and count, and I'll call you and I'll let you know.
The Dawn Patrol is dead, sits in a heap. Those voices in your head ain't helping you sleep. The ditch out in the valley where you're sure you're gonna slip. It wasn't dug for you. You're losing your grip.
Phil DeFlume, thank you very much.
Hey, my pleasure.
Phil DeFlume's album is With Water, and it's out now. You can hear an extended version of this interview and the song Paradox in its entirety at our website, krcu.org.
You're going insane, 'cause you're the all-day Dan. Don't listen to no other band. Steely fan, your mind has left the major cleft.